On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's track and field team was at the Hamlin Invitational last weekend in Collegeville this weekend for the St. John's Triangular. Kirsten Maris with us. Career best outdoor mark of 2 minutes, 22 seconds, 22.42 seconds in the 800, 12th overall. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's that first outdoor meet of the season like?
I was really nervous going into outdoor because the track's obviously a lot different. It's no longer a 200-meter track. It's a 400-meter track. So reminding myself which areas of the race I need to learn or, you know, I need to pick it up or run differently. So it was a good first meet, I would say.
In the indoor season, things are relatively controlled. Temperature is controlled. There's no wind. You don't really have to do anything but run against the competition. What's it like running against Ma Nature as well?
It's a lot different. There was a little bit of wind at Hamlin, and we haven't practiced too extremely much outside in the outdoor track, so that was kind of a wide awakening to some of us going around the corners and hitting the wind. But it was good practice. A lot of us had a really good first meet, you know, getting back into the track season for this weekend at Concordia, and it's supposed to be really nice, so I'm looking forward to that, and from everyone else, too, they seem to be looking forward to competing this weekend, too.
You are also a member of a couple of relay teams. How are the handoffs and transitions in a relay different indoor to outdoor?
It's a lot different. The 4x4 is about the same as indoor. It's not too complicated for the 4x4 handoff, but the 4x1, that is a lot different. We haven't really practiced 4x1 handoffs outside and especially around the corner. So we luckily had almost all good handoffs, which coach should be proud of us for that. So,
can a handoff make or break you on a relay?
Yes, definitely. If you don't get it within the zone, then you can be disqualified from the race. So it definitely takes a lot of practice and learning the steps and seeing which speed, you know, the next person's coming in at and determine all that. It definitely, the handoffs can make or break.
Walk us through the footing of a handoff as well, making sure you're somewhat on the same strides, rights and left foot, so that you're not tripping each other and still able to get close enough to get the handoff completed.
Well, you have your steps, you count back, and then you, when that person hits that mark, then you take off, and you know, you can't really, once you get going, you can't turn around and see where they're at, so it's kind of hopefully luck that they get it in your hand. And you know, if it does get to the end of the zone and you're still trying to get in, that's where that person needs to slow down, and that's, you know, you will end up having a worse time or a bad handoff. But it's definitely, it takes a lot of practice to have good handoffs.
Career best time, like I mentioned, in the 800. One would think there's no place to go but down from there. So have you reevaluated your goals as to what you still want, because there's still quite a bit of season left?
I started off, that was close to the time that I ran last year at my fastest. And same with indoor, I started off where I ended up last year and I dropped time from there, and I'm hoping to do the same exact for outdoor. My goal is to get, I was running 218s indoor, so hopefully I can get below that outdoor. It should be a lot easier than indoor.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.